What about the controversial question of continuation of bevacizumab when disease progression and switching to another chemotherapeutic agent? This is a storm of controversy, particularly in colon cancer. What do we know about it in lung cancer?
So we're finding that's, again, an emerging target in that if one believes that bevacizumab makes chemotherapy better, the argument could be that bevacizumab will make second-line chemotherapy better and third-line chemotherapy better. We have data that we expect soon on the BETA trial, which is a randomized trial of either erlotinib or erlotinib plus bevacizumab. And if that trial is positive, I think you'll see more widespread use of bevacizumab in the second and third line. What that trial does not directly address, though, are patients who started on bevacizumab, so who got first-line bevacizumab, and then you face the question, do you continue it? And so what I would say is off-protocol, I have done this, but it's A, not FDA approved as an indication, and there's no high-level evidence to support the use of continuing the bevacizumab. So one has to be a little bit cautious about doing that, and it really would only be in a selected patient population. There is one randomized trial that was published by Dr. Roy Herbst this past year where patients with second-line lung cancer were randomized between either chemotherapy or erlotinib or either chemotherapy or erlotinib plus Bev, and that showed that bevacizumab seemed to prolong progression-free survival in that setting. But it was a randomized phase 2 study, and it was small.
I meant to ask you before, I think we skipped over it. What about the issue of FISH testing for EGFR and how that might predict responses to cetuximab?
As we talked about earlier, I think that the biomarkers will be increasingly important in making cetuximab more cost-effective and in refining which patients should benefit from cetuximab therapy. And I think FISH is one of the more promising leads that we have right now. About 40 to 45% of patients will be positive for EGFR by FISH. And I think that looks like a great group of patients to test the hypothesis of whether or not this is the best way to select them. The proposed SWOG study will be powered to be able to ask the question of whether or not FISH-positive patients appear to have benefit. And that will be a predetermined upfront endpoint of the study.